ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Tech will have the ball to start this second quarter. Mountain Home leading 12-5. Both teams out on the floor. Carly DeHart will inbound the ball on the far sideline for the Lady Eagles. Gets it into Sierra Floyd. We are back underway. Floyd into the front court. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Ball goes up top to Hollis over on the left side to Stokes. Back up to Hollis. Hollis drills the left elbow. Kicks it out to DeHart. DeHart drills towards the lane. Now throws up top to Floyd. Now Carrick is going to be called against Sierra Floyd. That is Tech's eighth turnover of the night. As we are 15 seconds into the second quarter, Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading by 7. Greene County Tech backing off the press this time, going with a half-court defense. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Gilbert throws over to Payne near the left corner. She takes a screen. And they're going to call an offensive foul. They're going to call an illegal screen against Anna Grace Swarman. That is her second personal foul. Fourth team foul against Mountain Home. And their fifth turnover of the night. 7:35 left in the first half. Lady Eagles get the ball back, trailing by 7. Here is Hollis into the front court. Now she's being double teamed. Tries to throw it up top, down in the lane to DeHart. Passes well over her head. It goes out of bounds, and Tech's going to commit the turnover with 7:25 left in the half. Anna Grace Warren's going to take a seat with her second foul. She'll be replaced by Emma Martin. That was Greene County Tech's ninth turnover of the night. Mountain Home with 5 so far in this one. 12-5, Lady Bombers leading it. Here is Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Drills to the left side, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert takes the screen. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Kate Gilbert with 5 points. And now she's going to be called for the foul in the backcourt. She was trying to go with the press, but I guess she got just a little too aggressive. That's her second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against Mountain Home here in the first half. A little over 7 minutes left to go in the half. It is a 15-5 Lady Bomber lead. Here is Justice dribbling toward the right wing. Now tries to throw it to Hollis. Wasn't expecting Hollis to cut towards the lane, so Mounts Holmes able to go in and get the steal, and then Carly DeHart picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 3 against Mountain Home. Haven Klinger's against Green County Tech, excuse me. Haven Klinger checks in for Mounts Home, replacing Kate Gilbert. Klinger, a 5'5 sophomore. Now there's a stoppage of play. Looks like Leah Jackson's having to come out of the game for something. There's some sort of issue. I guess they're going to have the trainer looked at. So Kate Gilbert's going to go right back into the game to replace Leah. Here is Payne with it up near the top. Now she's dribbling down into lane. She'll go in for the jumper off the glass. Will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Greene County Tech. It was a good look by Payne, just did not fall. Here is Bates back the other way. Emma Bates checked back into the game, throws it up top to Barnes. Over on the left side to Floyd. Floyd will dribble up to the top. Now she goes to the left elbow, kicks out on the wing to DeHart. DeHart takes the screen, drills toward the free throw line, throws it up top to Barnes. Over on the left side to Floyd. Floyd's going to drill down into the corner. Now goes back out to the wing, gives it up top to DeHart. Over on the right side to Bates. Down in the corner it goes to Barnes. Barnes will dribble out to the wing. Now kicks it down to Stokes down in the lane. Her jumper off the glass, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Gilbert. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert quickly into the front court. Throws down to Yates in the lanes, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 5:57 left in this opening half. Sierra Floyd picks up her first personal foul. That's team foul number 4. Against Greene County Tech here in the first half. Aston Yates' first free throw is up and in. So she has one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. No good. She gets one of two for the second time tonight. And the rebound's controlled by Kylie Stokes. Back comes Green County Tech. Here's Bates quickly back the other way. Throws it to Barnes on the right side. Barnes drills to the elbow. Throws over in the left wing to DeHart. DeHart's going to go down into the corner. Has the ball knocked away from her. And a foul's going to be called. They're going to get Gilbert. Man, that's her third. It sure is. Kay Gilbert picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number six against Mountain Home here in the second half. Kay Gilbert's going to head to the bench as Leah Jackson's able to come back into the game. So 5:44 left to play in this first half. Mountain Home leading by 11. Sierra Floyd will inbound the ball for Tech on the baseline. And she can't get it in. It's going to be a five-second count. And that's going to be the Lady Eagles' 11th turnover of the night. So Mountain Home will inbound it right back in that same possession with 5:44 left. She throws it into Emily Payne. Emma Martin does. And Payne will get it into the front court. Drills to the left side. Throws it up top to Martin. Martin's going to drill to the right side. Martin drills down towards the low block. Kicks out to Yates on the wing. Yates dribbles towards the elbow. Kicks out to Martin. Now Mountain Home's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 5:20 left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Green County Tech 16-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
So far, all of Green County Tech's points, all five of them, have come from Emma Bates. The Lady Eagles have yet to score in this second quarter. Right now, with about 5:20 left of the first half, Mountain Home is leading the Lady Eagles 16-5. Leah Jackson inbounds it from the far sideline to Emma Martin. Martin dribbles on the right side. Now dribbles towards the free throw line, and she shelved her feet after she picked up her dribble. Mountain Home's sixth turnover comes on that traveling call. 5:12 left in the half. Lady Bombers leading by 11. Here's Barnes into the front court for Tech. Mounts home in a man-to-man. Ball goes to Floyd on the left elbow. She'll throw it out to Barnes on the right wing. Up top to Floyd. Floyd will dribble to the left side. Now goes back up to the top. Gives over to Stokes on the right. Stokes dribbles up to the top. Gives it to Floyd on the left. Stokes dribbles between circles. Throws over to Bates on the right. Down in the corner it goes to Barnes. Barnes will take the screen. Drill down to the lane. Now kicks it out to that was Floyd on the left side. Her three-pointer will not go. Offensive rebound for Justice. She puts it back up and in. I'm sorry, that was Kylie Stokes with that putback. Her first 2 points of the night. 16-7, Mounts Holmes lead back to single digits. Here is Payne into the front court trying to get out of the double team, and so far she does. Payne dribbles on the right side, gives it to Yates, who's going to go into the lane for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Tech. Back on the Lady Eagles. Here is Stokes down towards the free throw line, kicks out to Barnes up top, over to Floyd. Now DeHart has it on the left side, over to Stokes. Stokes dribbles to the right elbow, goes down into paint. Her pass to Floyd was wide of her, goes out of bounds, and that will be Tech's 12th turnover of the night over on the far sideline with 4 minutes left in the first half. 16-7, Mountain Home on top as they get the ball back. Emma Martin will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Jackson. Jackson's trying to get out of a double team. She does get it across the timeline. Dribbles into the lanes, going for the layup. No good. Get chasing her own rebound down. Kicks out to Yates on the right wing. Yates going in for the layup. No good. But a blocking foul is going to be called on the Lady Eagles with 3:46 left in this first half. Kylie Stokes picks up her first personal foul. That is the fifth team foul against the Lady Eagles. And so a two-shot opportunity for Aston Yates. Aston Yates so far 2 of 4 from the free throw line with 7 points. First free throw is up and in. Carly Hollis and Brooke Justice checking back in for Green County Tech as Sierra Floyd and Carly DeHart will take a seat. So with that first free throw, Mounts Home's lead is back up to double digits. Second shot is up. She gets both on this trip. So she now has 9 points. 18-7, Mounts Home's lead by 11. Here is Bates throwing it on the right side to Barnes. Barnes takes screen, throws it up top to Hollis. Over on the left side to Justice. Justice will dribble up to the top. Over to Bates on the right. Bates dribbles up toward the free throw line. Picks up a drill. Now throws over to Justice on the right wing. Justice will throw a lob pass. Try to throw a lob pass down in the lane to Stokes. Ball was knocked away by Martin. It's going to go out of bounds, and Tech will inbound it with 3:23 left in this first half. Brooke Justice will inbound it on the baseline. Tries to throw it in to Stokes. Ball was knocked away by Martin. She's going to get the steal and then be fouled in the backcourt. Brooke Justice picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Greene County Tech, and that was their 18th turnover of the night. 3:21 left in the half. Mounts home with inbounds the ball, leading by 11. 18-7 is our score. Martin takes an inbound pass, trying to get out of a double team in the backcourt. And she will throw it into the front court to Klinger, who's going into the lane, just blows by a couple defenders, and gets the layup. Good. Good job by Haven Klinger to recognize the space she had to get that layup. Here's Justice over on the left side. Down in the corner it goes to Hollis. Her three-pointer will not go. Klinger gets another rebound, drills down into the lane once again, and I guess they called an offensive foul. I guess they said she used her forearm a little too much. Wow. I didn't think that defender was that close. That's her first personal foul, team foul number 7 against Mountain Home, and the Lady Bombers' 7th turnover of the night. Less than 3 minutes left of the first half. 20-7 Mountain Home leading it. Here is Stokes giving up top to Bates, who will set the offense. Bates will dribble to the right wing. Now gives up top to Barnes. Over to Hollis. Over to Barnes. Barnes fills the right corner. Now she's going into the lane. Her layup is blocked by Martin. Martin's going to pick up the ball. Go up back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Drill down towards the lane. They're going to say that foul was on the shot. And so Emma Martin's going to go to the line for two. Carly Hollis picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 7 against Greene County Tech. So Lady Bombers are in the bonus. This is going to be two shots regardless. 2:25 left to play in the first half as Martin's first free throw is up and in. That was Emma Martin's first free throw attempt of the night. Sierra Floyd and Hannah Foster checking back in for the Lady Eagles as they replace Brooke Barnes and Carly Hollis. So one more free throw for Emma Martin. Second shot is up and good. She now has 4 points, 21-7, Mountain Home leading it. Again, 2:25 left in the half. Bates takes an inbound pass, gives it back to Stokes. Mountain Home going with a zone press. I'm sorry, actually a full-court man, actually. Here is Justice into the front court, throws it to Bates on the right side. Bates drills up to the top, gives it to Foster on the left. Back up top to Bates. Over on the right to Justice. Justice will dribble to the elbow. Now goes back behind the three-point line, throws it to Bates in the corner. Bates going to dribble down into the lane. Her layup is blocked by Martin. Klinger comes up with a basketball. Back comes Mountain Home. Haven Klinger into the front court. Gives it to Martin. Martin throws it to Payne in the left corner. Payne's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Justice. Back come the Lady Eagles. 22-7, Mountain Home leading it. 1:40 left in the half. Ball goes over on the right side to Bates. Her pass down to Stokes. Knocked away and stolen by Emma Martin. She'll give it out to Klinger. Klinger throws it to Yates, who's cutting down into the lane for the layup off the glass. No good. And Tech comes up with the rebound. Here is Bates across the timeline. Throws it over to Justice. Justice drills down to the corner. Now goes to the low block. Tries to throw it to Foster. Pass was just a little out of her reach. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. And that's going to be Tech's 15th turnover of the night with 1:15 left in the first half. Lady Bombers leading by 15 right now, 22-7 our count. Leah Jackson will trigger the inbound pass after she ties her shoe. Her shoe came a little loose there. All right. So Jackson inbounds it to Martin. Now she's trying to get out of a double team. Throws it back to Jackson, who gets it into the front court. Jackson has it on the left side. Dribbles up to the top. Gives it there to Martin. A little over a minute left in this opening quarter. Now Klinger has it at the top. She has Bates right there on her. Klinger will drill to the left, gives it there to Yates. Yates steals to the right, finds Martin cutting into the lane. Cannot get the layup, though, and the rebound is controlled by Tech. 45 seconds left in the half. Lady Bombers up 15 right now. Here is Justice with it up top. Throws over to Foster on the left. Foster will dribble up to the top. Now gives it to Floyd on the left side. Floyd's going to cut down into toward the low block, going up for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Martin. 29 seconds left of the half. Mount Home has the ball, leading 22-7. I would imagine Mount Home may hold for the last shot of the half. 15 seconds left. Martin still dribbling just inside the half court stripe. Now dribbles to the right side, takes a screen from Jackson, and a foul's going to be called as Jackson was just bowled over by that defender, Kylie Stokes. That's her second personal foul, team foul number 8 against Greene County Tech. Carly DeHart's going to check in for Greene County Tech, replacing Kylie Stokes, and Abby Martin's going to come in for Mount Home, replacing Aston Yates. Abby Martin, a 5'7 senior. So Leah Jackson at the line to shoot 1-1 with 10.5 seconds left. Jackson's first free throw is up and good, so she does earn the bonus. So one more free throw coming up for Leah Jackson. Jackson's second shot is up, and she gets both. Leah Jackson with her first 2 points, 24-7, Mountain Home leading at 10.5 seconds left. Inbound pass is knocked away by Emily Payne. Goes out of bounds, and well, that took 9/10 of a second off the clock. 9.6 left as Tech will inbound it once again. Floyd will trigger the inbound pass. Trying to figure out where to go. Then now gets it to Bates. 6 seconds left. Bates will dribble down into the front court. Kicks out to Foster. Foster's going to try a long three to beat the buzzer. No good. And the ball is going to be go out of bounds right after the buzzer. And so we've come to the end of the first half. Our first two quarters are over, and it is Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 24-7. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
Well, I switched to Boost Mobile and got a super fast network and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
It was an easy, fast break and no one was near you.
You know what's fast? Boost Mobile's super fast network.
They're calling your shot the greatest miss in history.
Boost Mobile's prices are never a miss. I even get 4 lines for $25 per line per month.
Oh, look at that. The fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for